He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I got to get my mind right. I got to put the word in my mind. Commit the word to memory, and everything will be all right. We memorize what the doctor said. We memorize what the people says. But do we memorize what the word of God says? The word of God will make us prosper.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Wells Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessing. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
There is a word, it's not a very long word, but a very powerful word that I want to bring into the forefront of your thinking this morning. Found in Psalm number 119, verse 89. Psalm 119. Verse 89. Psalm 119 is the actual longest number of psalm in the entire book of God. If we called it a chapter instead of a number, it would be the longest chapter in the book of God. And one of the things that I love about this number of psalm, this 119, is because the psalmist covers a plethora of issues, of concerns, of situations, etc. But out of all of those things, the repeating, recurring word is always centered around God's statutes, his precepts, his word, and his law. And he was very clear about his love for the Word of God. And one of the things that you're going to see if you ever take our time and read Psalm 119 in its entirety, you're going to discover how powerful it is and how much it deals with issues that you deal with in many facets of your life, and how you're able to have the victory the way the psalmist does in this 119th psalm. But here's where our focus is this morning. Psalm 119, verse 89. You have it?
Yes, sir.
Let's begin reading now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This 10-word text says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Now, this is in the midst of the psalmist talking about the vicissitudes of life and the victories of life that come through God's word. All the things that he has been challenged with, all the changes he has gone through, all the folk who have come against him, all of the naysayers, the haters, the folk with issues with him, etc. How God has allowed him to be wiser than his enemies and even those who came before him. How he deals with the fact, as you go down to Psalm 105, how he talks about the word of the Lord is a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path. And so here I wanted to just bring out the simple fact that one of the reasons why the enemy wants the people of God not to spend quality time in the word is because the word has all the answers for every issue you face in life. The Bible is clear that God's people perish. Why? For lack of knowledge. Not just any knowledge, but the knowledge of God's word. His word. The word of God is, listen, the revealed mind of God in written form. The revealed mind of God in written form. Which means this, if you want to know how God feels, read the word. If you want to know how God thinks about a certain issue, read the word. If you want to know God's will, read the word. Everything that concerns man that's important to God is in his word. You become close, and for those who desire to be closer to God, the way that you become closer to God is by spending time in his word. The psalmist figured that out. He figured that out. And in figuring that out, it was clear to him that the most important thing in life, next to God, is his word. His word, his word. And see, that's one of the reasons why Satan, again, keeps you away from that word, because wisdom is in his word. Power is in his word. Authority is in his word. Understanding is in his word. Everything you have need of that God would have you walk in is in his word. And so, my brothers and sisters, I love it when the psalmist says, forever. That's the period of time that this word will be in existence. Forever. Period of time. O Lord, thy word. That's the person, and that's the preeminence of his word. So important, because God's word is only as good as God is. And God is only as good as his word is. And so you're going to recognize that he is the authority. He is the one by which this word has its origin. It is through God. And what God has revealed to mankind so that man would not only know him, but come into a closer relationship with him, operating in the way God desires us to operate. Listen, my brothers and sisters, if you do everything right except study the word and learn the word and practice the word and speak the word, you've done the most important thing that God does not want you to do, and that is to forget him. You've done the most important thing that irritates God about his people, and that is not knowing him. How can you know him if you don't know his word? How can you believe him if you don't know his word? How can you practice his principles if you don't know his word? Yes, sir. And how can you say you love the Lord, you worship the Lord, you walk in the light of God's word and his will and his way when the word is not hidden in you? This same psalmist says, thy word have I hidden in my what? Heart, that I might not sin against thee. So listen at this. So we have the place, we have the person and the preeminence, but we also have the place settled in heaven. Now, one of the things that I love about this, in this word settled, it denotes three things. One, that this word is stable, stout, and strong. It's settled. It's non-negotiable, non-discussable, and non-debatable. It is settled. God does not change his mind. There is no one who can change God's mind. Even God's son, you will recall, in the Garden of Gethsemane, asked his father if there was any way he could change his mind. Oh, my father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And that was the human side of Jesus, the natural man, that 100% man that did not want to face the ugly, ill realities of Calvary. But then the supernatural side of Jesus, the spiritual side of Jesus, kicked in and said, nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Now, why is that so important? Because we're human, and the truth of the matter is there are some things that God's going to require us to go through that we don't want to go through. But we've got to be willing to say, God, let me be honest with you, I don't want to go through this. If there's an alternative way I can handle this situation and please you, then let me do it. But if this is the only way I can please you, then let me go through it. And it is in knowing the word and the will and the way of God that helps us to take an attitude on like Jesus did. Listen. One thing about this word, the Bible says that the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. In other words, there is nothing the word cannot do. There is no place the word cannot go. And there is no one the word cannot touch. There is no hiding place from the word. In other words, the word will find you even in a drunken stupor. The word will find you in the midst of all the mess you're in. The word will find you and reach you no matter where you are. Three things you need to know about this word that this word is telling us. One, God's word is true. Somebody say true. It's not only holy, it's not only pure, but it is true. True. There is no falseness in God's word because God's word originated from God, who is holy, who is pure, who is sovereign. His word is true. I'm just throwing out these three things just so you can hold on to this and perhaps strengthen your resolve concerning the word of God. His word is what? True. True. Second thing I want to tell you about his word is his word is not only tested, but can be trusted. His word is tested. My brothers and sisters, God wants us to test his word. In other words, try his word. Why? Because when we test the word of God, try the word of God, we will see that this word that's been tested, one, is true. And if it is true and it has been tested, then it certainly can be trusted. There will be situations in your life when there's nobody else on planet Earth that you can trust but the word of God. There are going to be situations in your life when people who love you will tell you one thing, and yet when you depend on it, you'll find that it'll let you down, because even with their best motives and even with their best tries and even with the strength that they have, they will fail you and let you down. But God's word can be trusted. Because if you test it, if you stand on it, if you sit on it, if you believe in it, God will show you that he will not fail you. And how wonderful it is to know that I have the backing of God on his word. He's the authority of his word. I mean, listen, God, the Bible says, cannot lie. He cannot lie. You know what happened? If God tried to lie, you know what would happen? It would become the truth. His word is so powerful that whatever he says comes to pass. In other words, he has declared that anything he speaks, he will perform. His word cannot come back to him void, without effect, without power, without consequences. His word is going to come back and conclude and complete the action in which he spoke. However, it may not happen when you think it should, but it will happen. Guess how long he has to make it happen? The first two words in the text gives us a helpful holy hint. Forever. See, we don't have that long to make our word good. We have a time stamp on our word, because our word is only as good as our power to effect that word, to bring it to pass, to make it happen is. And sometimes when we expire with no provisions left, that promise goes to naught, but not God's word. So I need you to see this. Not only is his word true, and not only is his word tested and can be trusted, but here is the most important thing to know about that word. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, no matter what your situations are, no matter if it's today, tomorrow, or forever, here's what you need to know, the third point, and that is his word is timeless. His word is timeless. Somebody said God's word is true. It's tested and trusted. And God's word is timeless. When you have something that is timeless as God's word is, then Jesus made it clear, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or tittle of God's word shall ever pass away. Why? Because it is timeless. The authority of God's word gives God the right to speak, and not only speak, have the ability to back up what he's spoken. And not only back up it with the ability he has spoken it, but with the awesomeness of his unique power. He's sovereign. Can't no one stop God from bringing his word to pass. The one being that tried to do it is suffering now on his way to an eternal hell. A flaming fire. Lucifer, Satan, Slewfoot, the devil, your good friend, whatever you want to call him, he has learned that you can't kick against the prick. In other words, you can't fight against God and win. And the sooner we begin to learn that, the sooner we begin to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 say, study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My brothers and sisters, happier, healthier, and more honestly will our lives be lived in the presence of God and in the face of men. And God will show us all that he desires to do through his people in this earth realm that will bring forth his glory to him and his goods to us. God wants nothing more than his people to know him through his word. How much of God's word do you know? How much of God's word do you know? I'm asking that question because I want to set something before you. However much word of God you know, that's how much of God you know. Did you hear what I just said? God cannot be known outside of his word. So if you know little word, you know little about God. If you know much about God's word, you know much about God. If you know none of God's word, you know none of God. Because the truth of the matter is, you can't know him outside of his word. And so, my brothers and sisters, listen, as I close, this word says, forever, O Lord, thy word, thy no other word. Thy word is settled in heaven. In other words, God was the originator of his word. One. Two, he's the operator of his word. And it is in heaven where every being, every person, everything is subject to him and his word in heaven. You say, well, it doesn't say it is settled in heaven and in earth. It says it is settled in heaven. What about earth? Well, that's the problem right now. We're trying to get it settled in earth as it is in heaven. Remember, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, oh, my Father, or rather, our Father, which art in, hallowed be thy, thy kingdom, thy will be on earth as it is in. Listen, right there, Jesus was saying, we need to settle the issue of your word being settled on earth the way that it is settled in heaven. That's the reason why God has saved us through his Son. The word personified Jesus the Christ. He sent him here with his word to be the propitiation for our sins. He who knew no sin to take on all of our sins because he was pure, unadulterated word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. That's Jesus, the word, the word. My brothers and sisters, know this. If you take nothing else I say, take the word of God and do as the prophet did, eat the word of God. Study it, digest it, spend time with it, meditate upon that word, and watch that word do for you everything you have need of in your life. What's going on in your life? What troubles are you struggling with in your life? What problems are you having in your life? What help do you need in your life? If you take the word of God and not only go through the word, but let the word go through you, you're going to discover that the word will change not only you, but your world. And it happens only through the word of God. Give God a hand of praise for his word.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Monroe, West Monroe.